Blog
oh,
Talk
wait.
Radio.
I gotta cut this shit off. Hold on. You don't need that shit. There you go. Okay. So now you guys can call in, which I want you to do. I want to really have a talk show. I might cuss you out. I don't know. But I ain't trying to. So you know what I'm saying? Call in and let's just, you know, get it going. But like I was saying, when it comes to knowing the right thing to say, you have to pay attention. And if you pay attention to the developing conversation, you'll always have the right thing to say because you're in line with the conversation. Most of you can't even listen, and you miss those particular words that you can pounce on. And those words are active words, or probably adjectives or some adverbs. But I don't know what they really are. But what I'm saying is you can hear them fucking words if you listen. And you catch it. And then you start talking about kind of not what she's talking about, but you kind of use that as inference in what you talking about. Now, if you follow the course, and if you've been on top of the conversation aspect of it, I explained to you a conversation is like a book or a short story. It's just a really, really short story. So the point is, you got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if you don't, the bitch ain't gonna, you ain't catching her. Because if you starting out and you kicking it, woo-woo, and you don't take her from there to the middle, and when she get to the middle with you, and y'all chuckling or whatever, and now you finna take her home, not to your house, but, you know, to the end of the conversation, that end of the conversation is gonna end in you saying bye. See you later. Now, bro, you gotta take them. You gotta know what you're doing. And when you get to the end of the conversation, you're going to be rewarded for what you was working for. It ain't always pussy. So, you know, shit. Man, fuck it. It's not about I just fuck bitches. But what I'm saying, 26, 57, I'm saying it don't matter. Because my point is women are women. And if you believe in what you're talking about, it don't matter how old she is. Because men are men. And opposites attract. So what I'm saying, you got this young motherfucker, and you trying to act like you hip as fuck. That bitch ain't gonna like you. And you got this young motherfucker and fucking with an old nigga like me. And I'm trying to be old, make her old. She ain't like me either. But the nigga I am, I know I ain't young and fly like that bitch, so I ain't finna, you know, trip like that. And I know that she ain't old and whatever like me, so I ain't no trip like that. So how am I gonna trip? I'm going to trip the way I trip, which is being me. I ain't going to try to be either one of them. I ain't going to be no old nigga. I ain't going to be no young nigga. I'm just going to be a motherfucker that know what the fuck I want, how I want it, when I want it, and you better do it, or if you don't, fuck you. Because if you ain't trying to please me, what the fuck I want to fuck with your young ass for? Bitch. Damn, OG, you be damn my motherfucking ass. I don't want to hear the bullshit. You know that, you know, you want to fuck with an old nigga, then, you know, old nigga go straight to the point. And you might like that. You might not. I don't know. Man, the motherfuckers cream. I like fucking with you, OG. All right. I don't give a fuck. And you talk to a motherfucking 60-year-old bitch, you didn't talk to her the same way. But you let her know the same shit. Girl, let me tell you something. That shit you talking about don't mean nothing to me because I know you know that we both got history. And I'm not trying to drag you into mine, and I hope you ain't trying to drag me into yours. This is two different conversations. But they all directing to the point. They all about me not accepting no bullshit because I want to fuck you. And it's about letting them see they ain't gonna get no bullshit if they fuck with me. I'm not that guy. So what I'm saying is, you have to understand as soon when I'm talking to her, bro, as soon as she responds, any directive, hey, girl, you're going to have to stop, you know, talking like that, blah, blah. As soon as she responds to that or anything like that, I'm a leader to me with the rest of the conversation we have. Because catching is just that. You have to catch. You have to catch. The ball that's coming ain't gonna just drop in your glove. You have to catch it. Yeah, you gotta do that with women. So my point is this. She's giving me some action, and only if she responds correctly and following my lead will I really pursue her. But now let's say she do respond properly. Where the hell do you think my conversation is leading her to? If she's listening to me and she's following my conversation, where am I leading her to? That's the important question, because am I leading that to the bedroom? I doubt it. I'm leading her to opening up her fucking head so I can see who she is. And as we talk and she does this, and she does not know that she's doing this, she's only doing it in responding to what I'm saying, because I'm getting the information through conversation. You know, girl, I be riding down, you know, Pacific Coast Highway sometimes. You know, and I like the breeze blowing on my bald head. Now, am I telling her about me? Or am I getting her to say what she like? So what I'm saying is, I know, you should know. But when she start telling me what the fuck she like, am I really asking her to, what she like so that I can start talking about some shit like that? No. I'm only trying to see what she like. And I'm going to devise my conversation to, if it's something that I want to kill, I'm going to kill it in my conversation, my response to her. But you got to be paying deaf attention to be able to do this shit. And you got to look like you ain't got a care in the world. So while that bitch talking, I'm driving down the road, I'm looking in the rear view mirror and fucking with my motherfucking goatee. You know, and then you gotta look at baby woo woo. Come on, man, I got a whole. You guys don't understand. I don't do shit that I don't plan. I'm serious. I don't do shit that I don't plan, because I'm a continuous growth. I'm growing all the motherfucking time. So what I'm saying, I ain't in this shit for the money. I'm not. When you think of something, and it's something that you've thought of has real value, you might not get to see the value right away, but slowly but surely you seeing it. That's why I stay down, exactly right there, slowly but surely, right away. It doesn't matter to me how I get it, as long as I'm getting it. I'm in my fifth year at Sidewalk University. And if, you know, I would have followed my first mind, I'd have quit a long time ago. Because it wasn't really looking fruitful. I'm not in it for money, but it wasn't looking fruitful, so shit. But I had just started. So I stayed down. And like I'm saying, this year has shown up, not this year, but last year, this is 2021, 2020 showed me full growth, a complete full growth. The students are seeing, you know, the light sooner. I got bigger classes. They're more attentive. I'm talking about maybe one or two be late, but none of them be late because I'm giving them responsibility because of this responsibility is coming from within themselves. They're wanting to do it. I'm growing is what I'm saying, bro. What about you? See, what am I supposed to do? I mean, listen to this. This is just something that happened to me, not just recently, but I think it was maybe 2 or 3 months now. I was in the Bay Area, and I went to Point Richmond, you know, to get a little something to eat, listen to some jazz. And I guess I was in a sort of a reflective mode, and I ordered me a drink and a little fucking, I forgot what it was, some meatballs, you know, that you eat on the little fucking toothpicks. And I started sipping my drink and shit. And the jazz was cool. They had a combo, a three-piece combo, and they was rolling drums, guitar, and piano. And they was rolling. And I was grooving when a little fucking Spanish-looking senorita just sat next to me. And right away, they just started talking in English. I listened to her tell me why she wanted to sit and have a couple of drinks. Now, while we sipped, I made a joke. And when I laughed, she started telling me how I reminded her of someone she once knew. So I wasn't really trying to get at her. But when she asked me if I wanted to, like, keep her company over a couple of drinks, shit, we got a booth. And when we sat down to chat, I decided to introduce myself. And when I say I was Rosebud, she looked at me and said, I had a crush on a dude with that name when I lived in West Covina. Now, when she said West Covina, I looked at her because I remember two or three bitches I had from West Covina. And I really didn't recognize this bitch. But when she said her name was Heidi, I tripped because one of them bras that I had was named Heidi. And she started reminding me of this bitch, but I wasn't going to get ahead. I wasn't going to get ahead of myself because this just couldn't be her. Now, that was when I was fucking with her, it was like back in fucking 81, 82. This bitch kept talking, and then, you ain't going to believe this shit, but anyway, then she mentioned that this dude that she was fucking with back in 81 had this badass Rolls Royce, and he used to come get me, and she said she would have been with him today if he wasn't a pimp. No, I'm saying this is too much coincidence. Back then, I had a head full of hair, permed out, jewelry. You know, now I ain't got no hair, don't wear jewelry. So, I mean, she might not have really recognized me. I looked at her and told her the story about the night I met this broad in West Covina. And I had my way with her. And as I spoke, this bitch started screaming, ah! And all them motherfucking patrons looked over. You know, and the bitch said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just excited. I calmed down because I thought I was going to have a problem. But this was the bitch. She was screaming because she remembered that night. I had that bitch for 2 days. And then she disappeared because she had told me she couldn't be doing no hoeing. You want to fuck with me, you're going to have to do something. The bitch liked me. I remember getting about 400 from her little ass. She was the ice skater. You know, her plans was to become a professional ice skater. And, you know, I couldn't flip her, so go be an ice skater, bitch. And we kicked it a little while longer. And before I left, I shot this bitch in my car. And, you know, we'll see as far as that goes. She's IT for some Silicon Valley fucking company now. And she wanted to give me her number, but I didn't take her number because, you know, fuck that. She wanted me to go to fucking her room with her and all that old stupid shit. But what I'm saying is that don't stop. Here I am. What is the chances of meeting some bitch you had 35, 40 years ago? I mean, you know, what I'm saying is when you get that, most motherfuckers are flattered to the extent they don't have no conversation. What I'm saying is by me being a tennis player or a basketball player, what I'm saying is any badass athlete anticipates. And that anticipation puts him ahead of the game. Because he's in this shit for real, whatever it is. If it's a tennis player, he ain't gonna wait till the ball get hit before he jumping around, you know, to jump anywhere to get that serve. Everybody that's professional does something to be prepared. A motherfucker like me, what I do is imagine all kinds of shit, scenarios, when I'm driving down the street by myself. I just start thinking of shit. All kinds of shit. Well, nigga, what would you do if the bitch fell out the sky? Well, first I run over to that bitch and see if she hurt. And if she ain't really hurt, I'm going to ask her where the fuck would she even fall out the sky like that? And when she answers me, I'm going to figure out how to get at her. But what I'm saying is, I think of shit like that. Stupid shit. But it ain't no more stupider than this. I'm playing tennis, and this motherfucker finna serve to me, and I'm standing flat foot on my side waiting for the serve. That's stupid, too. But ain't no tennis player gonna do that. They gonna be on the side on the balls of their feet jumping, you know, anticipating. That's what I do. That's what, when you make those scenarios up, you know, I don't know what this bitch gonna say. I don't know where she coming from. Shit. I don't know that some kind of dramatic something can happen in the fucking world. And next thing I know, California then split in half. I mean, split off from Nevada and water running all between it and all. That's how shit happened. Who knows? We don't know what kind of goddamn catastrophe is going to come. But what we should know is in case of any catastrophe, we got a plan. At least I do. I don't give a fuck if it work. If it's a catastrophe and I be one of the ones to go, that's just that. But as far as the catastrophe, I'm going to be in thought of something to do, and I'm sure finna do it right now. And then that's, you know, shit. Today, actually yesterday, I'm going to say this, but I ain't going to take a long time because I get to crying. Yesterday was my mama's birthday. And no matter what, my brother misses mine. You know, I try not to keep up with how long she been gone, but I can't help it. It's been like 12 years. And today is her fucking, not today, yesterday was her fucking birthday. January 19th, 1919. That's when she was born. And she'd be 102. Mom's was, when I, before she died, she was, until she died at 91. And at 90, she was still standing up, touching her toes. She used to show off and do that shit. But what's so messed up about it is that 91, she passed the cancer. And she never smoked, never drank. She never done none of the fucking, she used to call it worldly things. She never done none of that shit because she was fucking that crazy about God. So how in the hell could she get cancer? I thought about that for a long time, but then also thought even she wasn't exempt to what the fuck had happened. That's why you can't be trying to get away. You can live a perfect life and some shit take your ass out. But the good thing about her, which is like I'm half her, half my dad. But the good thing was she had a plan. From whenever she decided to be that way, Christian, to the day she died, her plan was to not do anything against going to heaven. And let me tell you, that woman, I know she ain't heaven. So her life demanded that she live it as clean as possible. So when the time came, she would be sure she was going to be on the right side of God. So I didn't do it yesterday because I was emotional, but I'm going to do it now. Happy birthday, Moms. She was a great woman of God, Lena Mae Dixon. That's why my daughter is named Alina Mae. I miss my mom. Now on a brighter note, you can call me negative thinking, or you can call me a negative thinking motherfucker, whatever. But I was watching the news, and the anchor motherfucker started talking about how important Martin Luther King was. And then he started talking about the black movement. Then he started talking about equality. Then they played an excerpt from one of King's speeches. And when they came back on, then Peckerwood said, "Isn't it great how much his words are so relevant today? What a great man." Martin Luther King was one of the most hated black men in the world. No one liked Martin Luther King. And they said some shit like that. And I don't know about you, but it's been over 50 years since motherfucking King was murdered. And I think it's a damn shame his fucking words are still relevant today. That's one thing I will give you millennials. You motherfuckers made the difference in the election we just had. And I'm in full agreement that everybody over 45 should get the fuck out of politics. Because it's a new day. It's new things going on. And all this old camaraderie bullshit is just waiting for another motherfucking Trump. So what I'm saying is, in 50 years, we ain't made no goddamn progress whatsoever. Motherfucker's still getting mistreated, but more than that, now is you're getting filmed. Motherfucker's filming you, killing you. And just like when they had no film, the police get off. And when they have film, the goddamn police get off. Ain't no difference. If anything, we didn't regress. Well, they didn't increase that oppression. They didn't make a oppression sort of across the board fair. And fuck all motherfucking people who don't have the minimum amount of savings. this fucking country ain't made any progress in the past 40 years. Now, you millennial motherfuckers, with all the new ideas, not that they're really new, but implementing them, you're thinking of different ways to do it. I'm thinking, after they swear this motherfucking in this morning, I'm thinking the politics should change. But they're not. They're not going to change until we get all them old motherfucking white men out of there. Vote them motherfuckers out. What is fucking wrong coming to? I'm telling you. You see, what is coming to is you providing for your damn self. That's what I believe, and that's what I'm doing. I'm prepared. I'm providing for myself. You know, some of us take what we fucking want in life. And some of us just accept what the fuck life doles out to us. Shit. I motherfucking know a few people who have won with what life doled out to them. And they were able to do that because they lived according to some other motherfucker's plan on surviving. I also know some motherfuckers that took what they want, take what they want now. And when they realized they had a motherfucking enough, or they didn't took more than their share, we all thought it wouldn't be no extra. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be no bullshit because we took more than our share. Why? Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't taking their share. They're just accepting what life doles out. So that means that bunch of shit over there is just left hanging. That's why niggas like me is greedy. I'm taking that shit. I'm taking that shit for me. I don't give a fuck that my cart is full. I'm just going to make some room. And this is how you got to think. Everything out there is for you. Everything out there is for you. And if you don't get it, then that's because you don't want it. And if you don't want it, don't be mad when you look in the mirror and can't stand what you see. I'm like this. Since 80%, 80% of the people accept what life doles out to them. Otherwise, they got these five things life can give you if you take it. But life dole two things out to you. And you leave three things up for grabs. And what, people supposed to not grab them? They supposed to wait till you wake up and grab it? So if I'm playing basketball and this motherfucker, he's doing a set shot, and he doing all this, taking that time, am I supposed to not jump over there and shock his ass? Ain't nobody giving you shit. That's what I tell all my students. You better take what the fuck you want. Make sure you take more than what you deserve. And don't be chicken shit. When you see you got more than you need, give somebody some of it. That's how it go. Shit. 80% of people just accept what's doled out to them, and that's hella extra shit to take. If you one of the motherfuckers who take what they want from life, that is hella shit left out there for you to take, because them motherfuckers are satisfied with what they got doled out. Don't be mad at me because I'm taking some of your motherfucking shit. It's not like I'm stealing it. I'm getting some of the money you should be getting. I'm getting some of the accolades that you should be getting. I'm getting some of your bitches out there for you to have, just like it's out there for me to have. and I have 2, 3, 4 bitches a week. Because that's what I want. It's out there. And if you go ahead and take what's yours, or, I mean, you know, I can continue to get y'all shit. I mean, I don't know what you think. I can get your shit along with my shit. Or you could do it yourself. You guys are the luckiest dudes on the planet. I spit so much game, so much usable information to you motherfuckers. If I was coming up, or when I was coming up, and there was a motherfucker that I was able to listen to like you guys do and get real guiding information, there wouldn't be a woman on this planet that I couldn't catch. Well, it's like that now, because there was those kind of dudes, and we used to see them in the after hours. And we used to sit and kick it and get laced. I didn't tell you so much about, you know, what you should want, that I cannot see all of you motherfuckers not having your way. You should have several women on your team and several more waiting on deck to replace whichever one you get rid of for fucking up. I'm a game spitter. I ain't no goddamn quitter. Got motherfuckers very bit about my motherfucking shit. I spit abba-dabba. I bust on motherfuckers. This shit is free. I'm kicking it with you right now. The attitude is visible. I'm just saying, I all this shit I spit, don't give up shit about the course. Even though I tell you some things that's in the course. Where the course win is when you get in that motherfucker, SWU. This shit is broke down till its smallest components. Spoon fed to your motherfucking ass till you get full. Yeah. I only wish you motherfuckers would step up to the goddamn plate and get some of this dope I got over here, because you know I'm a dope dealer. Take what you want in life or accept what life gives you. It's your choice. And it's funny. But I hope this is clearing some shit up for you. Because I keep telling you, I know dudes who pimped and retired and used their money to do different shit. I know a brother who recycles computer monitors. Is some shit you can get out the computer monitors and sell it overseas. I know several motherfuckers who retired and went into entertainment and media. I know a motherfucker who actually slot machines. I know a motherfucker that pimped and got a horse ranch. Man, what I'm saying is motherfuckers ain't got to be one-dimensional. But if you're one-dimensional when you coming up, you're going to have something. Because to be a jack-of-all-trades and a master of none is not cool. You got to be a jack-of-all-trades and a master of at least one. So what I'm saying is, shit, my nigga Tate opened a string of tattoo parlors. Shit. Man, what about Black Larry, the motherfucker that I told you about several times? Like Black Larry, motherfucking actor. Fucking educator. I mean, we do shit. I never meant for you to think I did not or do not believe in investing or planning for your future. I'm just so blockheaded and stuck on this game that I spit that you motherfuckers be missing my point. All of you motherfucking guys, you know, to jump on what the fuck I be talking about, because I'm a real motherfucker and I will explain. When I said rapping and pimping don't go together. But, you know, motherfuckers want to tell me how it do and how life, blah, 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 and all this old goddamn shit. Motherfucker, do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you want to rap and pimp, do it. I pimped. When I got through, I became an educator. I wasn't out there trying to, you know, teach kids and shit while I was pimping. It's kind of crazy. So, my point is the shit I mentioned about my pimp friends, you know, what they did, it didn't go with pimping either. And if either one of them would have did some shit like that or mentioned it, they'd have got laughed off the goddamn track. Niggas would be spreading the rumor, man, Rosebud went and bought a job. The fact remains that we, the dudes I mentioned, left the game before we went into any of this goddamn shit that I'm talking about. You gotta respect game. You can't be talking about doing this shit while you in the game. So my point, where I'm coming from, is they didn't start telling their hoes about that shit until they saw the end was really near. The fucking entire time they was in the game, they had those passions. They knew they were businessmen, qualified to do other things, but they were sprung on this pimping, and they knew mixing shit ain't no good. You dilute it. So my point, fellas, we tried to show you, I'm trying to tell you now, there is no need for none of that mixing shit. Only the strong will adhere to this. You know, I'm an old school dude who happened to know why what you doing is destroying the fiber of hoes, which is why you see so many fucked up hoes nowadays. I mean, you say it all the time that you wish there was some old, you know, real bitches like in my day. But I ask you, if they all know you will kick them to the curb as soon as your rap deal come through, what's going to make them be loyal to you? Well, I'm saying, man, you want to tell her how you hope this, that, and the other about your rap career come through. But, I forgot you guys probably asking questions. No, you ain't nobody there. 713, what's up? You there? I forgot about this shit. I've been talking so much, I forgot about the phone. Oh, shit. What the fuck did I do? Hold on, fellas. Fuck. I'm not fine. What the fuck are you talking about? All right. You know what? Fuck that. And I ain't even going to worry about that goddamn shit. But, you guys be asking all the time why you can't find, you know, real hoes like was out there when I was out there. And what I'm saying is, you show them that you don't need them. You show them that they ain't shit to you but some money. So, but you expect them to want to keep paying you, and you study going to the studio talking about being a rapper. This bitch is saying he's planning to give away and not even need me. Even if that ain't what you're doing, that's what she's saying. That's why you guys don't understand mixing this shit in the game is detrimental to you. And if you believe what you're doing is going to be of value to you in your future, you should think about not exposing it to your hoes. As long as she believes that you have a value for her unsurpassed by anything money can buy, she going to always see you as a pimp. And she going to continue to pay your motherfucking ass. But on the other hand, she'll see you as a sucker. And she'll see pimps as suckers because you represent pimps to her. So I always, you know, try to be original. And this is the gospel. I try never to quote somebody as far as what I'm saying. But I was reading some shit, and this dude was praising my partner, Tay, because Tay dropped. Matter of fact, he dropped this dude. Dude was talking about shit being perfect so he can turn out, blah, blah, blah. Tay say, don't wait for things to be perfect or you having all of your twos. You a two, fool. Now, that nigga probably don't even remember saying that to this young pimp. But that young motherfucker never forgot it. That's what I mean when I say, if you fucking can understand it, you're supposed to. But if you can't, you ain't supposed to. It's simple as that. And I'll bet very few of you really understand this shit. And those of you who do have to really think about shit. It's all to show you how deeply that you should think. You should be critical thinkers. And the surest way to see a motherfucker who's a fake or this motherfucker ain't got no game, when you say something to them, they try to defend their idiotic thoughts. They say shit like, it's all about the money, ain't it? Nigga, fuck no, it ain't all about the money. What athlete who has excelled in his sport would limit himself to say some shit like that? Otherwise, what I'm saying is, anybody you ask that's really, you know, big in sports, they'll say it's about way more than the money. The money is attractive, of course, but it's about whatever to them. So what I'm saying is, don't you think understanding what it is a, like, qualifying factor to becoming it? Have you ever saw a basketball player purposely take steps and expect to not get called on it? I'm saying you got to learn how to play by the rules. This motherfucker could take steps, and when he got called on it, he could explain, you know, as you do, why you doing it. And what the fuck is the ref going to do? Call his ass for steps. Fuck his goddamn reasoning. You can't explain why you do something that has been established as being wrong. You cannot explain that. Even when you read this, even when you read that, you're going to try to figure out a way to explain why your no motherfucking game having ass is doing what you're doing. If you're not doing what pimps do, then you're not a pimp. If you're not doing what a football player do, then you're not a football player. If athletes can say what is necessary to be accepted as a peer, pimps can say what's acceptable to be considered a peer. And we all say you must stay in the boundaries that has been set. Many of you motherfuckers ask me, how can I even talk about this shit every day? I have this shit to talk about because I ain't lying. I really believe what I'm saying. I ain't trying to get no likes or some comments or whatever the fuck. I have an unlimited amount of shit to talk. And if you noticed, I talk different shit. It may be about the same shit, but it's different. I'm real. I know it. I share what I know. And I do it because I'm commissioned by my motherfucking, by the powers that be, to check you motherfuckers. I don't care how you take it. If I hurt your goddamn feelings, good. You ain't got no business having your feelings with you, but they ain't protected no way. I protect my feelings. I don't wear my feelings on the tip of my shoes and walk in a crowded place. Motherfucker, step on my toes, hurt my feelings. No. I know everything you trying to learn. And this is not bragging. This is the truth. Whatever it is you trying to learn, I know it. I was one of the motherfuckers that did the shit right. The hard way. I came up the ropes. I earned my motherfucking shit. I learned from motherfuckers who learned from motherfuckers who learned from earlier. Everybody learned. It was passed down. This is why I don't accept none of your bullshit. This is why I don't accept none of your goddamn made up, fucked up today bullshit. I really believe motherfuckers think you're the only ones or the first ones to try to explain that bullshit. Even the fakes in my day were sharper than you motherfuckers. So, my point, you niggas that try to explain, you know, why you rap and pimp are just like those fools who was trying to explain why they did what they did back in the day. And whatever they doing to supplement in their hand, that's on them. They would say, nigga, you hating on the game. It's all about getting paper, ain't it? I'm getting paper. Oh, fool. After we didn't slap that motherfucking upside his head, we let him know this is about way more than getting money. That's just one aspect of what the fuck we do. We was pimps in the truest essence of the word. And for your information, you big old pimps out there talking that shit, when you fuck your hoe, you showing her or them that you know the value of loyalty. You showing her, as fly as you are, you know you could have any woman. But you choose to fuck with somebody who's loyal to you. You're also building discipline in yourself and a stronger fucking commitment to the proper way to have hoes. So you can get at any bitch. And you can fuck her if you want to, but that ain't what it's about. You ain't supposed to be distracted by some bitch's charm or her beauty. This shit is real. And the shit I say and more shit are the reasons you motherfuckers who say you pimps need my confidence course. If you don't get it, it's on you. You ain't got to get it. Shit. It just takes an extreme amount of confidence to put yourself on Front Street. Especially with a bitch in some sort of intimate moment, which you motherfuckers don't do. You lack the confidence to be the man it takes to be a real pimp. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Why is it that you motherfuckers who say you're pimps don't know anything about women? Why is it that you motherfuckers who say you're pimps do not fuck your hoes? Why is it that you motherfuckers who say you're pimps believe it's okay to have a square bitch that you fuck on instead of your hoe? Why do you motherfuckers who say you are pimps drive old vehicles that you need a motherfucking ladder to get in? Why, when it comes to game, you motherfuckers who say You are pimps. Have none. Shit. The answer to all that shit is the same. It's because you motherfuckers who say you are pimps are proving that's what your mouth say. Because your actions show that you ain't hardly got a pimp bone in your motherfucking body. Any real pimp know the first thing you need to learn about is women. And you learn about that on the track, fucking with hoes and taking mental notes. If you don't, you're going to have a revolving door with hoes, which is what y'all have. If you niggas ain't fucking your hoes, you are chippy motherfuckers. Out of all the bad things to do in the game, chipping was the worst. When niggas figure out a jacket of being a chippy nigga, oh my God. You niggas out there don't even know it was a such thing. Because that's what all you guys do. Fuck bitches that ain't paying you. Oh man. Look. I think I'm a go. Because, well, maybe I ain't. I only been on here an hour. Check this out. You motherfuckers out there, you don't even know that the terminology used in the streets is to keep you straight-laced. That's because we knew shit is camping. So first I look at the purse. I'm saying, shit, this fine-ass motherfucker, my dick in hard. But then you got to tip. First I look at the purse, nigga. Check that, you know, anything. But that's what that shit is for. We identified with game. When you fuck a square bitch and you a pimp, it's because you are the scum of the fucking earth. And you're totally afraid of your hoes. You're such a punk that you feel hoes are nasty and they have too much sex. Well, you scary ass motherfucker, real hoes don't hardly ever have. They ain't gonna have no sex or no goddamn trick. And she definitely is a real woman and she will need to get fucked sooner or later. What do you think she gonna do? That bitch. After she leave your motherfucking ass, she gonna get with a real nigga that put his dick in her. She gonna go get that nigga some money. Because some fucking hip ass square ain't finna beef rustle me. Real pimps will only fuck they hoes and would not fuck a square bitch with the next motherfucker's dick. So all you motherfuckers better learn what this real shit is about. Because it's hoes listening to this shit. Real hoes. So I should be taking calls, but I don't know what's wrong with this goddamn shit. Let me try this again. It's not letting me. I just can't understand that. Let me. All right, you guys. Let me read what y'all talking about. Maybe y'all got questions here, but I love donks. Donks or whatever. 713 Houston, we have a problem. Snoop respected pimping and was a legal representative of broadcasting the pimping tour. You guys are sick. Fucking Snoop don't expect no pimping. Irvin Mack, he probably has done some real pimping, Snoop Dogg. Okay. What's up, blood? The course is still feeding me to this day. I got hella twos, Q the barber. If I hurt your feelings, good. Yeah, nigga, Keith. The game and you good. The game and you good at it. You going to get drunk with it. Okay. Snoop Dogg is not a real pimp for sure. That's what's up with the Marbury. What the fuck? I can still accept the game in pimp hole terms and translate it to square life. Well, shit, nigga, I do that too. The game is a fascination to most men. Yeah. I can't Mulberry. I can't pimp. Sharing a bitch with the world purposely when she can do other shit like run a business, then try to come kiss me. I'm stingy and think about what she been doing. Antoine Mayberry, you sad, man. You are absolutely sad and you're very insecure. But if that's what you believe, you're more than welcome to believe it. I don't see why you listening to this shit I'm talking, man. You can't do shit, period, but what you say you can do, which is show this bitch how to run the business. So you need to be on some business show learning more about running business so that your punk motherfucking ass can give your bitch ass bitch whatever the fuck you trying to talk about. Because we kicking game on this shit. Now, Antoine Mulberry, do you want me to make it the way you can't fucking listen to this shit? Because I can X your motherfucking ass out, punk nigga. Nah. Shit. Rosebud, I wish I would have found an OG like yourself and not waste my time listening to the late Player Supreme and wasting time. Okay, bro. I ain't gonna say nothing. well, I'll be damned. They put a black woman in. Oh, God. Antoine Mayberry, I didn't have it. Your ass blocked. You out of here. I ain't putting up with no stupid shit. Matter of fact, that nigga turned me off. Hey, I got shit to do today, so y'all be cool. Hello? What's up? Who is this, Dave? Dave, you got your shit, right? Oh, okay. Good. What's happening? Your birthday today? Well, God damn it, man. You and mom's around the same time. That's cool, man. I'm glad you got it, bro. I appreciate you calling and letting me know. Man, something I did wrong with a blog talk, but it's cool. It's cool, man. All right, man. You be cool, my brother, and I appreciate you. All right, be cool.